I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump marked Earth Day on Sunday by repeating his promise to reverse what he calls unnecessary and harmful regulations. In a White House statement, the president said a market-driven economy is essential to environmental protection. Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is donating millions of dollars to a UN climate change group, saying he's filling a funding shortfall after the US pulled out of the Paris Accord. A gunman has killed four people at a Waffle House in Nashville, Tennessee. The man, who was not wearing clothing, burst into the restaurant in the early hours of Sunday and opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle. Three victims died at the scene and the fourth died in hospital. One person wrestled the weapon from the man, who then fled the scene on foot. Police earlier appealed for information to locate the suspect. The so-called Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a voter registration centre in the Afghan capital Kabul, which killed at least 57 people and injured more than 119. The attack is the most serious yet on preparations for long-delayed parliamentary elections scheduled for October, and came after repeated warnings that militants could try to disrupt the election process. Officials had pledged tight security to ensure the process proceeded safely. Nicaragua's President Daniel Ortega has scrapped the changes to Social Security that prompted violent protests across the country. Speaking on national television, Ortega renewed calls for the private sector to engage in talks. Earlier, Pope Francis had echoed the call from Nicaraguan bishops for people to unite in prayer and end the violence that had reportedly claimed around 20 lives. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.